14. Just the three of us. Camusmi looked as shocked as I felt. Sophie never cried. Technically, no one would know that Sophie was crying, because Camille was the one with tears streaming down her face. But I knew it was Sophie. On stage, four eighth graders were starting a dance number. My sisters and I moved farther away from the action, into a corner of the backstage area. "Why?" baby Sophie asked through tears. "Why are you so mean to me?" "Huh? Me? Mean to you? You're mean to me. I just want to help you. I want you to be the best Addie you can be, which means standing up for yourself and not being so easily swayed. Yeah, maybe I don't have a lot of friends in my class, but I always do what I need to do." What was happening? I wasn't mean to my sister. Was I? I heard a sob on the other side of me. OMG, now Camusmi was crying. I spun to face her. "What's wrong?" "You're being mean to me too. Why was it bad that I went on stage? I wanted to do Barnyard Bop. And Sophie looked scared and I wanted to help. But, you looked silly," I answered. "Who cares?" she said, throwing up her hands. "Why do you care so much about what people think?" baby Sophie asked me. I didn't know. Suddenly, I realized the truth. I was trying to change my sisters, but maybe I should have been learning from them instead. Maybe Sophie wasn't bossy. She was a leader. And Camille liked attention, but so what? She wanted to dance and have fun. Why should she hide her joy because other people might think she looked silly? Maybe instead of trying to make my sisters be more like me, I could learn from them. They stayed true to themselves, and I had to do the same. That meant learning to say what I thought and do what I wanted to do, in my own way. Maybe I wasn't the oldest, or the youngest, or the bossiest, or the loudest, but that didn't mean I didn't have a voice. I just had to use it. "I'm so sorry," I said to them, "for making the wish and for not appreciating the two of you." "Honestly," baby Sophie said, "this week hasn't been all bad. Hula hooping was fun." "I saw that," I said. "It was good to be a little kid again. It's not a terrible thing to let loose. Occasionally. Wanna hula hoop now?" Camusmi asked excitedly. "On stage?" Then she paused. "No, it's a school talent show, not a me talent show. Although, I do have a lot of talent." I laughed. Baby Sophie laughed. And then she started to cry again. "What is it?" I asked, putting my arm around her. "It just feels so good to cry." More tears spilled down her cheeks. "I had no idea. Why didn't you tell me?" Camusmi laughed, and baby Sophie laughed as she cried. Snot came out of her nose. "I'm sorry I used to call you a crybaby," baby Sophie told Camusmi. "And I'm sorry for saying you have no friends," I told baby Sophie. "That was really mean. What was mean was when I got you into trouble with Mom and Dad, instead of having your back," she said. "No wonder you made that wish." "Aww," Camusmi said, throwing her arms around us. "Let's cry every day." "I'm lucky to have you two," I said. "We're lucky to have you," baby Sophie said. "Big sister." I laughed and pulled back. "I am sorry about making the wish, though. But I don't know how to undo it. The bracelet doesn't come off. There's no clasp." I looked down at the bracelet. Wait. There was a clasp. There hadn't been one before. "Look," I said. "I can take it off." Their eyes widened. "And then we go back to normal?" baby Sophie asked. I nodded. She looked at me. "We do want to go back to normal, don't we?" "Yes," Kamazmi said. I like being big, but I'll be big eventually. And I miss nap time and finger painting. I know, it's hard being in the middle, Baby Sophie said to me. I understand if you want to stay the oldest a little longer. It can be hard, I answered. But honestly, I miss being in the middle. I miss being me. Can you both help me take it off? Both of them leaned over and studied the bracelet. I'll hold it, Kamazmi said. And I can unhook it, Baby Sophie said. A gust of wind swept through backstage. And then it was off. I blinked. And then blinked again. And I realized my perspective had changed. I was no longer looking at Baby Sophie and Kamazmi. I was looking at Sophie and Camille, and I was holding the bracelet in my hand, which meant I was me again. It worked, Camille said, looking at her hands. I'm me again. I'm myself, Sophie said. And I'm me, I said. The audience erupted in applause. For a second, I thought they were clapping for us. But then I realized it was for an eighth grader who'd performed on the piano. I heard the principal take the mic on stage. And that was the last act for this year's talent show. Wait, there's one more, I called out. My sisters looked at me in surprise. There is? Sophie asked me. I nodded. Will you sing with me? I asked them. I have a bad voice, Sophie protested. And we don't know the words. I have a great voice, Camille volunteered. I held my sister's gazes. You can harmonize in the background, like this. I sang the simple refrain. Together? Sophie asked. Try it. They nailed it. I smiled and took my sister's hands. I hesitated when I realized that this would be Addie's, my third time on stage today. Would everyone think I was a total scene stealer? I shook my head. I decided to take a lesson from Kamazmi and not focus on what everyone thought. Miss Bryant, I called, stepping on stage. Can we do one last number? My sisters and me? She looked over at us, hesitated. It won't involve food, will it? No, I said. Promise. All right, she said with a smile. Sophie and Camille followed me on stage. I took the mic and looked at the crowd. So many people were staring at me. My hands started shaking. I'm Addie Asante. These are my sisters, Sophie and Camille. This is an original song I wrote called Together. My sisters are going to help. You got this, Sophie said. Ready? 1, 2, 3. I started to sing. Where you're alone and waiting by your phone. My sisters joined in for the final chorus. When we were finished, the room erupted into cheers. We'd done it. I'd done it. And not just because it was expected of me, but because I'd wanted to. We bowed, waved to the crowd, and started walking off the stage. And that's when Camille slipped on leftover banana pie and knocked into me. And I knocked into Sophie. All three of us were now on our backs, on the stage. There was a shocked silence. Sophie stood up first and took a bow. Everyone cheered. Maybe the Asante sisters were scene stealers after all.